Still, he can't say he lives in regret. Sometimes he thinks of the good thief, the one who joined Christ in paradise that very night. Friday afternoon, you're bleeding on Golgotha's stony hill. Friday night, you're having tea and crumpets with the king. Sometimes someone kicks him. Sometimes someone pushes him. Sometimes he worries about being taken off. So what? Doesn't he stand for all those who can only stand in the shadows, watching while the damage is done? Doesn't he beg for them? Didn't he take Bobby's Alvin Dark model baseball glove for them in 1960? He did. God bless him, he did. And now they put their money in it as he stands eyeless outside the cathedral. He begs for them. Sharon knows. Exactly what does Sharon know? Some of it, yes. Just how much he can't say, certainly enough to provide the tinsel, enough to tell him he looks nice in his Paul Stewart suit and blue sulca tie, enough to wish him a good day and remind him to get the eggnog. It is enough. All is well in Willie's world, except for Jasper Wheelock. What is he going to do about Jasper Wheelock? Maybe I ought to follow you some night, Wheelock whispers in his ear, as Willie shifts the increasingly heavy case from one hand to the other. Both arms ache now. He will be glad to reach his building. See what you do. See who you turn into. What exactly is he going to do about Jasper the police smurf? What can he do? He doesn't know.